Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. Services are presented on YouTube, Facebook, and our website 1 week following recording. This week's message is titled, The Wonders of the Lord. The scripture reading is Psalm 9, 1 to 10. Thank you to Dave, John, Gloria, and Don for being involved in the video.
Welcome. We are glad you're here with us this morning to as we assemble to worship God. And we have some announcements. Happy birthday to Glynis this week. There is a chair apparently that's missing. Belongs to Great Lakes. And it may be somewhere in the building, or someone may have taken it to use it for some event or something, and they're looking for this chair. So nobody seems to know where it is. Diane will be putting together a new church directory. Please email her with any new or changed information for the directory. Community Care has a food drive coming up on September the 17th, and Olma has a wrap-up barbecue on that same day. We have some prayer requests. Rebecca's niece, Shannon, has passed away, and our prayers go out to that family. Nancy L. has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Larry, Andrew's brother, had surgery this week to amputate his leg to remove cancer and beginning the healing process now and rehab. Let's go to God in prayer at this time. Father, we thank you for your presence, for your grace, your mercy, and your wonder that surrounds us in everything we see and do. Father, we ask that your Spirit inspire us to do your will, to serve others, to be a comfort to those in need. Father, we ask that you grant healing for those who are ill. Father, we are in awe of your greatness and for what you have done for us and in us. Continue to move us is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. I have a little quote from a song that kind of ties into some of what Don is going to be dealing with. There's the wonder of springtime and harvest, the sky, the stars, the sun, the sea. There's a wonder of sunset at evening, and the wonder is sunrise I see. But the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me.
I never know whether to bring my glasses up here to read from the Bible, or the lighting is so perfect here I don't need them. So it works out well. Matthew 27, verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe upon him. And plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spat upon him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Wow. A lot of times, you know, we talk about Jesus and everything, we kind of forget what he went through for us. If you've ever seen the movie The Passion, it's pretty gross movie, really. But that's what Jesus did, because he loved each and every one of us. And I got thinking about this. A battalion of soldiers, which is a multiple number of soldiers, and they're mocking Jesus. Oh, Jesus, King of the Jews. Then they took his clothes off, and they put a robe on him. And they smashed the crown of thorns on his head. And then they stripped him again. And then they let him out to be crucified. That's pretty awesome when you think about it. And as I picked this little tiny bit of scripture out, it just began to lather. We could go here, we could go there, we could go all over the Bible to verify all that Jesus went through for us. And so we're here this morning as we partake of communion. We take the loaf to remember that body that was whipped and spit upon and slapped and mocked. And we see the blood that was poured forth from his side. And that continues to cleanse us of our sins. And all that because Jesus loved us and was willing to die for us. He became the sacrifice that satisfied God. So let's go to God in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the loaf that reminds us of the body of Jesus that suffered so much at the hands of sinful men. And that as he suffered all that, he continued to endure it. Even though he could have called the angels down to save him, he didn't. He endured it all for us. And for his blood that was shed, that now continues to cleanse us of our sins. And as we partake of the cup, we ask that you'll bless it and help each one of us to be more committed to serving him because of what he has done for us. We pray in his name. Amen.
The reading that was chosen this morning was from Psalms 9, verses 1 to 11. I will give thanks to the Lord, to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. May God add his blessing to this reading.
Good morning, everyone. Glad that you are with us today. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the wonders of God. In the year 2000, the seven wonders of the world changed. And they truly are amazing and wonderful. And I'm going to not pronounce them properly in some of them. Number one, the Great Wall of China is considered one of the seven wonders of the world. And I'm sure... I'm not going to say this properly. The Chichen Itza in Mexico. My apologies if I got that wrong. The Petra, where purportedly it was where Moses struck the rock and water gushed forth. The Machu Picchu in Peru. And this magnificent wonder of the world, Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. Absolutely magnificent, a wonder to behold. The Colosseum in Rome was built in the first century by the order of Emperor Vespasian, and that's one of the wonders of the world. And then the Taj Mahal in India is the seventh wonder of the world. So the wonders of the world sort of change as years go by. And I want to spend some time today just thinking about the beautiful wonders in this world. I was touched emotionally when I thought about some of these things. All of us have experienced many of these things. Think of the wonder of a brand new baby, your first baby, and all the other babies. The wonder when that baby first looks into your eyes and smiles. Many of us remember that. And the first time your baby giggles and laughs. I don't know how to describe it other than just wonderful. The joy and the wonder of when that baby takes his or her first steps, and you want to reach out so they won't fall, but they're going to fall until they learn to walk. And then finally, when they walk into your arms, both us, baby and us, laugh and giggle together. Just think of the wonder of a rainbow covering the sky. No words to put to it except the wonder. The wonder of being in the north and seeing the millions of stars, satellites flying back and forth, and things that I don't even know are in the sky. It's so amazing. And then think of the wonder of God, who knew us before we were born and knew the exact time and places where we would live. Think of the wonder of Jesus and that he calls us his friend. The wonder. Think of the wonder of the Holy Spirit who lives inside us and comforts us. Think of the scriptures and the wonder of all the writers as we learn from their thoughts. Even today, we keep learning from them more and more. Think of the wonder of seeing our loved ones who have passed, but the wonder and the promise of God that we will see our loved ones again, face to face, living together, as scripture says, in a new heaven and earth, a new creation. How do you describe it? We have so many wonders. Probably the greatest wonder is that God, the creator of all things, loves us, chose us to be born, and that he wants to live in our hearts every day, and that we can talk to him, even right now, and that he hears us, and that he responds to us. The wonder of it. God could have created the world and say, you're on your own. But he doesn't. I am with you always, his promise. And not only that our Father is kind, he's patient, loving, and helping us each and every day, even though we often don't even think of it. And we know trouble and tragedy comes, but even there, he's with us, loving us, holding us every step of the way. And Jesus reminds us, in this world, you will have trouble. Who hasn't had trouble? In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome this world. And God never backs down on his promises. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant was with Israel. It represented God being with them, containing the Ten Commandments, gold-plated, the golden jar holding the manna, Aaron's staff, which budded, and the tablets of the covenant. These were all incredible wonders. And if we would stand back and look at them, we'd go, well, what's the big deal? But they were a big deal. It was the very presence of God among them. What's the big deal about taking a little cracker and eating it, a little bit of juice and drinking? What's the big deal? It's the wonder that God lives in us. We recognize what he has done for us. He's given himself up, his body and his blood, but his presence is always with us. No matter how low we can get, the promise is, I will never leave you. I am with you always. I will never forsake you. So I want to read a couple of scriptures today, just a few scriptures, that talk about the wonders of God, sometimes in the old and sometimes in the new. And this is an interesting passage, 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We don't read Chronicles very often. It seems to be full of law and everything else. But there are some pretty interesting comments that are made in this. This is 1 Chronicles chapter 16, starting with verse 7. And it says that that day David, King David, first committed to Asaph, A-S-A-P-H. And if you ever had the time, check how often that word Asaph, that name Asaph, is in the Bible. He's everywhere. Because Asaph was the director of music for all of Israel. And notice what it says. That day, David first committed to Asaph and his associates this psalm of thanks to the Lord. The psalm are words accompanied by music. Maybe when we get to heaven, Asaph will say, you want to hear the song? And we'll hear the song. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his name. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he's pronounced. O descendants of Israel, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. And then he goes on to say, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant to us forever. The word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac, he confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation. From one kingdom to another, he allowed no person to oppress them. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among the people. And then you remember the story of Job. Talk about having a bad day. Not just a bad day, but everything in his life was basically taken away from him. Even his health was horrible. But he never backed down on God. And listen to what is said in Job 42, these few verses. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand. Listen now. Things too wonderful for me to know. Job writes, even though he was in a disastrous situation, he forgot the wonders of God. And Job, being such a righteous man, went, oh, this is horrible. This is terrible. But there's a wonder to God. Even when we're at our lowest moment, we must remember his promise. I love you. I created you. I will always be with you, even in very difficult times. And remember, in this world, you will have trouble. But I've overcome that. One day, there will be no more trouble. It's an amazing story all the way through Scripture of how many wonderful promises of God is there, and how many times the word wonder is used all throughout the Scripture. Magnificent scriptures, in fact, in Psalm 26, verses 1 to 7. This is interesting. Psalm 26, 1 through 7. Psalm of David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. Meaning, not that he didn't sin, but he did his very best. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. I did not sit with deceitful people, nor did I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. God continually expresses himself in these powerful scriptures. And then I want to turn to Psalm 107 in verse 7 and 8. It says, he led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. And then verse 15. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. So one of the ways that the psalmist helps us to remember is by repeating. It's not unusual at all to hear him say something and then a few more lines and then repeat it and then repeat it and then repeat it. And this is what's true here in Psalm 107, wanting the wonderful deeds of the Lord to be remembered, not just in passing, but all throughout our lives. Verse 21, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds. Verse 24, they saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep, which is very interesting. And then verse 31, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds. And then at Christmas time, we often use Isaiah chapter 9. It's one of the most beautiful passages in all Scripture. Here, hundreds of years before Jesus is born, Isaiah is looking for that birth of Jesus. And then it says this, and I'm sure many of you can quote it. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called, you want to say it with me? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It still stands today. It's this marvelous understanding of the scriptures of Jesus. In the New Testament, specifically in 2 Corinthians, where Paul was writing to a very confused church and some not believing that Paul was an apostle, he wrote these things. The things that mark an apostle are signs. Do you know what's next? Wonders. Signs, wonders and miracles, and they were done among you, as you know. Think of the wonders of God in your life. The wonders of God can be seen every day. They can be seen at night, the stars, the planets, the satellites, the solar systems that continue to expand. It's just too amazing. God's wonders are everywhere. As an older man and an aging apostle, Peter reminds believers in the first century, and us today, I think, the profound grace of God when he writes these words. Remember, you are a chosen person. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I have to stop and repeat that, because there are times when we might feel pretty low. But God wants us to know his promise, his wonders, the wonder of God living in each one of us. And let me read again. Peter, even though he doubted, time after time after time, he was convinced and convicted that God was with him, helping, encouraging. And it's the same for us today. The wonder of God taking each of our lives individually and pouring out his love into our hearts by his Holy Spirit and his promise of, I am always with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The wonder of that. He calls us individually a chosen person, a royal priesthood. We belong to a holy nation. We belong to God so that we can declare the promises of God and to realize that the light will always outshine the darkness and that he is the wonderful light that shines in each one of us, the wonder of God. I think that's why at Christmas time, when we use that passage in Isaiah, it is a profound time. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Everlasting Father. So let me wrap up. There are more wonders that will come our way. And I encourage all of us to not let that go by. That every day, maybe even something that didn't seem like a big deal, you want to go, well, that was wonderful. That was nice. Maybe something as simple as driving through a drive-thru at Tim Hortons and a nice word was said to you. Well, isn't that nice? But the world has become so fast-paced that we forget the wonders all around us. And that when we learn about these wonders, we can demonstrate by sharing with others the wonders of God, by being kind, by being loving. The fruit of the Spirit, even though it was written a long time ago, changes the world still today. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Oh, and it's so needed today. Gentleness. The love of God all around us. There are more wonders that will come our way. And as time goes by and the older I get, I want to slow down and notice them. Just simple wonders that come along our way. There are words to the majestic song that we're going to be singing in just a moment. And I encourage you, as Adam leads us in this song, to notice the wonders of God. Amen.
I thank God for his comments, and God is a wonderful God. When you wonder about a lot of things. I know you're inquiring minds. You ask the question, why? What? You need to identify. But with God, his wonders are supernatural acts and just beyond our human understanding. There are extraordinary signs. The God of wonders demonstrates his limitless power, his inescapable presence, his divine protection, his sovereign purposes. In each instance, God's wondrous works are designed to draw people to him. The answer to the question. It's because God wants me to recognize him. Whatever it is, whatever wonders you have seen, heard, felt in your whole life and what's to come. It's because God has designed these works to draw you to himself. The most stunning of miracles, of course, is when he reveals himself in Christ and he redeems everyone for all eternity and offering salvation. Can you comprehend the love of God? It's just to draw us to him. Closing words. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and the God of our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you with you in every good deed and word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We are currently holding in-person services following provincial COVID-19 regulations. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. Scripture quotations marked RSV are from Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Copyright 1971, National Council of the Churches of Christ in the United States of America. Used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can find out more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.